Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon, the uncensored free speech video network. And today we have another wonderful America First uncensored guest. He is himself a notorious radio host, John Fredericks. He joins us today. He loves America. He's called the Godzilla of Truth. I'm a big fan of his work. He interviews the who's who of America First. John, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on today.
Hey, it's great to be on the Mike Adams Show. Mike, you're making such a difference in America and the world. You have a growing, burgeoning audience because you speak truth to power. And it's an honor to be on your show, Mike.
Well, thank you for saying that. And by the way, thank you for taking the time with us today. It's the first time I've been able to have the honor of interviewing you. And you just said something critical. When we speak the truth to power, it is itself powerful. And that's what you do, sir, every single day. You speak the truth. And as a result, you have a loyal following and a growing base, despite all the censorship and efforts to take us down. Tell people about, just to start, tell people about your radio shows and your website so people can pull that up.
Well, basically, my wife Ann and I own our company, Disruptor Radio. Basically, we own 12 radio stations from Pittsburgh to Atlanta. And I have a radio show in the morning, 6 a.m. to 10, so I do morning drive. I'm also simulcast from 7 to 8 on Real America's Voice, which is my TV show, so that goes in conjunction with radio. But we also carry on our network across all of our stations, War Room with Steve Bannon, Rob Carson, Bannon again back in the afternoon, and then Levin at night. But the whole thing is here, is we decided early on, because I started like everybody else, a radio, I had a couple of affiliates and trying to grow that. And we made the decision about seven, eight years ago that the only way to survive in this business with the fallout, with all of the big corporations taking over radio and telling you what to do, the only way to get the truth out is you have to buy the radio stations, borrow the money to buy them, sell ads to pay your overhead.
Wow.
And then you own the license. And once you own the license and you own the tower, then you own the broadcast network 24/7. Then you can't be censored because who's going to censor you, right? You own it.
Right.
All you have to do is follow the rules of the FCC. And what people don't realize is as much as every government agency, Mike, has been weaponized against us, and everybody knows what that is, the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, has remained the last bastion of independence. They're fiercely independent. There's three Republicans on it, three Democrats on it. They're in a rotating manner. The president gets to pick the chair, and Biden's pick, Trump's pick, Ajit Pai, did more for radio in the 4 years that he was there than anybody in history. He did so many things, I can't even go into it. Biden tried to choose some communist Marxist whack job. She couldn't get through the Senate. She had to withdraw. Now it's 3-3. He's trying to get someone else. But the FCC has remained, even the Democrats on there, it's remained fiercely independent. So, but the thing is, we figured out early, if you own the outlets, if you own the distribution system yourself, then you can't get canceled. You have a permanent platform to tell the truth. And so that's why we've made the investment, borrowed the money, put our lives and livelihoods at risk in order to do this, and it's worked out well.
Well, congratulations. That's why it's critical that people support you and your radio stations. And I just want to mention your website is johnfredericksradio.com, where people can find your various shows and stations. And of course, you know, AM radio is also under attack. Rush Limbaugh talked about this quite a bit before he passed, but you know, the equal time doctrine, but also we hear today that I think Ford Motor wants to remove AM radio from their vehicles, don't they? Have you seen that?
Well, Mike, you're so right about that. And of course, when Obama came in, AM radio, talk radio, was the bane of his media dominance. So he wanted to get rid of AM radio, talk radio specifically. So they tried to push through the fairness doctrine through the FCC. What the fairness doctrine said is for every hour of conservative talk you have to have an hour of liberal left-wing talk. Well, he knew that that would destroy our business because no one will buy that. No one tunes it in. And so basically you'll be giving up time for no revenue and you'll eventually go out of business. But the FCC wouldn't let that go through. Even though he had a 4-3 majority with his chairman Wheeler, they couldn't get it through. Wheeler wouldn't go for it. And then also, you know, Congress was up in arms. Now, the back door they tried to do was get car makers to be, you know, to improve their ESG score, woke score, and backdoor it out by taking it out of newly manufactured autos, by taking AM radio out. And right. They said, well, it interferes with the electric grid, with the electric cars. That's baloney.
Yeah, it's all nonsense. Okay? It's passive receiver.
So Ford attempted to do that, right? They were the first one. The problem is we went absolutely ballistic and we told Ford, we had a national media campaign, and we said, Ford, you do that and we will Bud Light you. And yes. Guess who the hell buys your trucks, right? MAGA voters, deplorables, right? People that work two jobs. They will boycott you. GMC was smart. GMC said, I'm just going to wait on this. Chrysler said, screw that. We're putting them all in. And then so did Hyundai, Toyota, Nissan, and several others. Then tremendous pressure was put on Ford Motor Company to get these AMs back in cars. Congress got on them. We even got liberals to back it because of the emergency signal. And the fact that even if you're a Democrat in a rural area, 80 million people tune in AM radio in 2022, 80 million. We only have 320 million people documented in the USA. That means a quarter of them put on AM. So Ford, like Target, like Bud Light, under pressure in what we call the Patriot economy, folded their tent and said, okay, we'll put AM radios in our cars in 2024 and then decide after that.
So this
won the first battle.
Yeah, congratulations. And what's fascinating about this is what we're seeing with the backlash against Target and Bud Light and Ford, as you just mentioned. We are seeing the power of conservatives standing up for common sense and free speech. And by the way, you notice that Democrats, they don't want any kind of fairness doctrine on big tech, where if they just want to censor all conservatives and all Christians and all Trump supporters, and they think that's fair to censor everybody that they don't like. That's their fairness doctrine. So they don't believe in fairness, of course. They just believe in authoritarianism and tyranny and silencing people with whom they disagree. And Target and Bud Light are finding out the hard way, after losing billions of dollars in market capitalization, that the conservative consumer is now in charge in America. Would you agree or disagree with that, John?
Mike, I agree 100%. You absolutely nailed it. Look, we have all the consumer money because all of us work, right? And many of us have two jobs trying to support our families. So, but conservatives have never used this power. The communists and the left has been doing this for years. They boycott advertisers. They jam your switchboard. They try to get companies to stop advertising with certain shows they don't like or certain platforms. But they've been doing it forever. Conservatives are too nice. We don't do that. We don't like to boycott things. But now we're on the edge. Country's hanging by a thread. We have to fight back. And in order to fight back, we need to go with what I've been calling for 3 years is the Patriot economy, doing business with only those companies that are going to support our policies and values. And what we can also do it the other way, which is, you want to put woke crap in my face at Target? Guess what? Not shopping there. And there's millions of us. You want to not put AM radios in Ford cars? Guess what? We're going to GMC or Chrysler or Hyundai, Nissan or Toyota. You want to put a trans freak on the cover of my beer while I'm watching an Astros game on TV, because I'm an Astros fan, I watch them every night. I'm going to sit there with a beer and see some trans freak on the cover? I don't think so, right? So we're simply going to stop buying your product. And we finally got together and understood how powerful we are when we work in unison, because we're the consumers. And so $10 billion a cap loss for Anheuser-Busch, $10 billion capital for Tucker. But I tell you the most encouraging thing, Mike. 6 weeks into it, Bud Light sales are down 30%.
Wow.
And they've held for 4 weeks. Everybody thought this would just be a bump. And then, you know, they put a Clydesdale ad on. We're all stupid. We'd all go back. I drank Bud Light or Budweiser since I'm 18. Back then you could drink because I'm 65. Add the years up. That's all I drank. I'll never have another one for the rest of my life. I shopped at Target. I'll never shop at Target again, ever. And neither will anybody in my family. Times that by John, millions and millions of people.
This is what you just said is really key. And I'm hearing this now from a lot of people, and I'm feeling the same thing myself. It used to be that, okay, if Bud Light did this, people would say, oh, I'm not going to buy from Bud Light until they apologize or until they back off. But what I'm hearing now from an increasing number of people, like you just said, sir, is that I'm never buying Bud Light again or Budweiser again. Never. It doesn't matter what they do. They've already broken the trust. They've broken it. And when you find out that Target partners with a Satanist to push messages of transgender mutilation of children, how could you ever do business with Target again? How could you ever go back as a moral, ethical person, a Christian person? You must. It's not a boycott. It's the end. It's a divorce from Target. I will never shop at Target again in my life either. I feel exactly the same way, John.
You know what? That I've never heard it put in those terms, Mike Adams, but you're exactly right. In fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to steal that.
Go for it. Yes.
May I?
Yes, please.
Because when you boycott something, you're right. It's like, okay, we're going to boycott it, you know, and then like, for instance, with Bud Light, remember they paid Donald Trump Jr. They paid him a fee to get it back. And he said, yeah, you know, we boycotted. We taught him a lesson. You know, now it's time to move on or forget about it. Right. It didn't work. Nobody cared what he said. You know, he cashed the check, I suppose. No one cared. So basically we're done. And what has freaked them out is that the abandonment of Bud Light has gone on for 6 weeks and it's stayed steady at 30%. That means that people like me and you that drank it are not going back. I was just at an event for a candidate on Friday night somewhere, and there was a bar there, right? And by the end of the night, they were running out of beer. This is a true story. This is 3 days ago in Central Virginia, in Fredericksburg, Virginia. And the bar guys are like, hey, everybody's drinking all this beer. It was, you know, open bar. We're all out of beer. The only thing we have is Bud Light. You couldn't give it away for free. Nobody would take it. They right. wouldn't take it, right? It's like, well, what wine do you have? I mean, this is, people are so adamant now. And we've shown ourselves that acting in unison, we have tremendous power. And like, why would you, and you have to think of yourself, who's making these decisions, right? You got some millennial that went to MIT that thinks, oh, you know, we're going to open up this new market of, you know, trans people, of which it is 0.002%. I mean, it's such a fraction of people. It's all nonsense.
Well, that's,
and so now we had enough.
This is what's shocking about this, John, is, I mean, look, you know, you're a business owner. I'm a business owner. You and I both built infrastructure, right? We put money on the line. I mean, just Brighteon, it's millions of dollars to build this platform and to maintain it. You put obviously millions of dollars through, you know, you said you borrowed money. There's millions of dollars at stake in what you do. Well, how do these VPs of marketing or these CEOs think that they can just shove insanity down the throats of their consumers without any backlash? What, pardon my language, what the hell are they thinking that their consumers are so stupid that they will just lay back and say, yeah, you know, Satanists and child mutilators and pedophiles, it's all good. I mean, are they insane? Did they think there was no limit? How do they even exist with thinking those things?
Arrogance, Mike, pure arrogance. They just think they're smarter than we are. And they think, hey, we can corner this market. We can be woke. We can get a good ESG score. The New York Times will write nice things about us. And you know, Trump voters and MAGA voters are too stupid. They have a short memory. They'll forget in a week and then they'll come back when the, you know, the Target steak is on sale. See, that's what they thought. And it didn't work out that way. And now Target has doubled down. which is incredible to me, right? Just the other day, they said, well, we're going to keep doing it. They doubled down. Now they're doubling down on stupidity. So now they double down. We need to triple down, right? Tell all of our friends, don't go there. Look, I get it's inconvenient. I get sometimes you have to go to a big box. You got to go to Walmart, whatever. You know, I get that. No question about it. But you've got to make the sacrifice here in order to send a message and get change. It's like with the Patriot economy. The only way we can fight George Soros, fight the left, fight the communists, and that's really what they are, Mike. We're not fighting the Democratic Party that you and I grew up with. This is Communist Party USA masquerading as Democrats. These are communists.
That's right.
The only way you're going to fight them is by starving them out. And you starve them out by not buying their products, not shopping at their stores, and shopping at our stores, and participating with our customers and our vendors that basically contribute back to funding our movement. That's the only way we win, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. And this shift is happening very rapidly. And I want to point this out, especially with you on here, John, because you are a business owner, you understand this. Target stores, they built out an infrastructure through borrowing, right? They have to have financing. They have leases. They have inventory. They have inventory on order that they will owe for in 120 days or whatever it is because of the POs. They have inventory on the way. They have projections of conservatives buying from them. And plus Democrats, but basically everybody buying from them. Those projections are now faulty because of what they did, pushing satanic transgenderism garb onto children. So now by simply conservatives not buying from Target, the debt burden that Target is already under, the projections, the incoming inventory that they've ordered from China, this will bury them. I was pointing this out in my own podcast, just saying, look, you don't have to attack Target. You don't need to be kinetic. We don't want any violence. We don't want... peacefully say no, and they destroy themselves because of their financial debt. Is that not correct?
You are so spot on with this, Mike. Peaceful. We don't have to rabble-rouse. All we have to do is not shop there.
Right.
It's so simple. Just don't go there, right? Go somewhere else. Don't go to Target. And if you abandon them by the millions and millions of people spending hundreds of millions of dollars, and you just go away, what happens, right? They fall under their own weight. That's why their market cap is already down $10 billion. I want it to be down $25 billion. And then maybe I'll think about talking about this again. Just don't shop there. I mean, we have to be able to send, as conservatives, as I don't know what you want to call us, deplorables, MAGA. I mean, I'm for Trump, no question about it. I don't make any bones about that. Trump voters, we need to make a statement. And we can do it not by yelling, screaming. You don't have to go do anything. All you have to do is not spend your money there and go somewhere else. And the other thing that means is you still have to buy the stuff. So you're going to go somewhere else. Now you force other companies that are getting your business not to go down that path, because they don't want to now jeopardize the new business they have. So that's the other end of this sword. So it's a double bonus for us because, look at Disney, right? Look at it's all really started with Disney in Florida. Their sales were down some astronomical number, 35% after COVID. Because I'm not taking my family there anymore. I'm done with that, transgenders and all this crap. No, I'm not going. Right. So you simply go somewhere else, and they tanked. And now, DeSantis is pulling away all of their tax benefits and everything else. We're starting to learn, Mike, that we have so much power we never thought we had because we're the ones working, Mike.
And this power actually is amplified in an imploding economy where people have less and less money. Discretionary income to spend. So in effect, these retailers and especially entertainment companies like Disney, they even without these controversies, they would have to try harder to earn people's financial support. In the face of these controversies, I mean, they're committing financial suicide as I see it. But the fact that the stimulus money from COVID that's over. Interest rates are much higher now. I mean, rapid increase in interest rates over the last couple of years from where they were, which was zero. Easy money, the days of easy money are over, hard to come by. A lot of layoffs, a lot of job losses, AI systems replacing people in some companies, like, for example, IBM, stories about that. Shouldn't these companies and the CEOs realize that they need every last customer? Or they're going to go broke.
I mean, you ought to be their financial consultant, right? In these meetings, Mike, you own a business. You know what this is like. I mean, when things tighten, right, you have to have extra appeal to your customers, not the opposite. But they're arrogant and they think we're stupid. This is no different than the cave-in, the great McCarthy cave-in on the debt ceiling over the weekend.
Oh my, they don't get me started.
They just think we're too stupid, Mike. They think they have contempt for us. When you look at what Target did, they had contempt. They have contempt for us, right? They hate us. They can't stand us. They need our business, but they don't like us, right? Because we go to work, we raise a family, we're Christians, we go to church. They don't want anything to do with us, but they need our business. So they put that satanic stuff, they put that swimsuit, trans thing right up front, right in your face. That showed the level of contempt and disdain they have for working people. And it you know what? It's just, we got to fight this thing, and we got to fight it with everything we have if we're going to win this battle, Mike. It's really now between good and evil.
Yeah, it really is between good and evil. And one last comment on this, and then we're going to change the subject to Trump and his path to victory. But last question is, you saw there were, I think, five Target stores that were threatened with a bombing attack by a transgender group that was unhappy with Target pulling back some of the displays. I forgot what state this was in, perhaps you remember, but that showed that transgender, or I call them tranny terrorists, transgender militants, will threaten violence against retailers who pull back against pedophilia and Satanism, which isn't that, I mean, aren't they making the point that they are the bad guys? They are the evil ones. They are the actual terrorists.
Yeah, but it doesn't fit the narrative, right? So none of the fake legacy news media, lying fake media, nobody reports on that. All they reported was a couple of fake incidents in a store where, Christians were yelling at the clerk or something. That gets played up on CNN and MSNBC. But what you just mentioned, that gets played nowhere because it doesn't fit their narrative because of the fake news. But you're right. I mean, you look at you got trans freaks saying they're going to bomb stores. Where's the FBI? Oh no, they're too busy going to my Catholic church.
Right.
Concerned about who's doing that rosary. Give me a break, Mike.
All right, let's shift gears, John. Let's talk about Trump. It's quite clear that Trump maintains a very strong lead, at least in the polling on the Republican side. The RINOs, of course, continue to hate Trump. They don't want him part of the party, but the American people do. The American people, especially on the right, they absolutely want Trump back in the White House to give him a second opportunity at fixing some of the problems that are far worse now. What is, in your view, John, because you interview a lot of key people in this, what is Trump's path to first achieving the nomination?
Well, the one thing he has to do ASAP, regardless of his lead, is he's got to come out strong in the next 2 days, 48 hours, really 24 hours on the debt ceiling debacle, on the total cave that McCarthy had. Now, he backed McCarthy. So there's got to be a level of accountability there. Those of us that were saying he'd stab in the back were right up until that final hour on a Saturday at midnight. So he's got to make a statement there. If he does that, look, if you look at DeSantis, and I think he's an extraordinary governor. I would love, my daughter lives in Florida. She voted for him. She thinks he's tremendous, but she's not voting for him for president because she wants him to stay as governor of Florida. But the thing is, he is totally supported by the entire Wall Street, hedge fund, lower Manhattan, gangster, bankster set. Every single one of them is in. All the big donors are in. Why? Because they don't want Trump, because Trump is going to slap tariffs on China. He's going to close the border. He's going to starve their free labor. He's going to their cheap labor. He's going to stop dumping cheap supplies in the U.S. so they're not going to get the bonuses they want. That's what this whole battle is, right? This is all about money from Wall Street. And you look at DeSantis's backing, that's it. Trump has to come out strong on this debt ceiling cave, which is the biggest cave in Republican history on anything. And they've lied to you and gaslighted us and conned us here from the beginning on it. Doing that, he's going to win Iowa. He's way ahead of New Hampshire. He's going to win New Hampshire. He wins South Carolina. He beats DeSantis in Florida, and then game over. I mean, I don't think he should debate, because when you're at 65 and your closest competitor is at 16, where DeSantis is now, why would you be debating? Stupid. Just go out, do your town halls, do your rallies, go out and meet voters, and DeSantis has got to pick a state to beat him. And so you go down the states, Iowa, no, blowout. New Hampshire, no, blowout. South Carolina, no, blowout. Florida, maybe you win that. Maybe that's the stand you want to take because you're the governor. But remember, John Kasich won Ohio in 2016 where he was governor. And what did we call him on Team Trump? One state Johnny, right? That's all he could win. So you carried your home state. So what? Then he's got to go to Super Tuesday. He's going to get beaten Texas, Arkansas, Virginia. I mean, it goes right down the line. So the pathway to DeSantis is not there. Something would have to happen to Trump for him to have any pathway to be the nominee. Right now, Trump is going to be the nominee.
So with Trump as the nominee then, but the Rhino Republicans, the Rhino establishment, despising everything that Trump stands for, which is America, by the way, and liberty and truth. Is it possible that we could see the Rhinos teaming up with the Democrats to try to carry out all kinds of election shenanigans, fraud, you know, mail-in ballots, whatever it takes, team up to defeat Trump because neither party wants him in power? I mean, how does Trump overcome that level of fraud and vitriol from the Republicans themselves?
Oh, we have to have an overwhelming turnout for Trump in 2024 that is like nothing you've ever seen. People have to come out of the woodwork to vote for him. They have to vote early. We have to have a game plan. We have to have a mail-out ballot plan. But for every Rhino that conspires with the communists in order to keep Trump out, there's going to be two Democratic voters in these swing states that don't normally vote or vote once in a while or voted for Trump in 2016 and disappeared that are going to come out in massive numbers. Because what the Democrats don't get is by the time we get to 24, with another $6 trillion, $5 trillion in the debt, which is an 18% increase over what we have, inflation is going to be higher. Mike, everybody knows this country's hanging by a thread,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And so when people get scared and frightened that they don't have a future, their grandkids have no future, their children don't have the future they had, there's going to be a political earthquake, a political reckoning that will make 2016 look like child's play. That's why I think he wins.
Well, and plus, think about what's going to happen between now and then, the other mistakes that the Democrats are going to make. We are looking at an economic collapse of the cities. We have a commercial real estate collapse taking place right now, and it's going to extend over the next several years. And then this horrible fiasco that's happening with the way Biden and the woke Pentagon are running things in Ukraine. I want to get your comments on this, your take on this, where Biden says we're going to send F-16s. Or, you know, approve of F-16s from other countries. And then Medvedev, the former president of Russia, says if you send those F-16s that are nuclear capable, that he says Russia will preemptively nuke the West. And he doesn't mean just nuking Ukraine. He means nuking the United States. Why is Biden risking global thermonuclear war at this moment, in your view?
He wants to be a wartime president. He fancies himself as the next FDR. Remember, the only way that FDR got us out of the Depression was by doing everything in his power to encourage a Japanese attack, by getting involved in Europe with lend lease and everything else, going around Congress. You know, Biden's basically doing the same, the exact same thing. And that is his pick. Look, Mike, you're fighting communists. They don't care about what happens to you. They don't care about what happens to the country. They don't care about anything but one thing, power. They want power. They want to weaponize every agency against its people, anything to keep them in power. So they're in charge and you basically turn into a serf of them. That's what they're after. So a war in Ukraine keeps Biden and his cronies in power for another term. That's what this whole thing is about. We have no strategic interest there. We shouldn't be giving him a dime. We have nothing to do with it. And if Trump was president, this thing would have never happened. And as Trump said in that CNN town hall, you elect me and I'll solve it in a day. I think it'll take a week, right? So maybe not 24 hours, but he'll solve it in a day because he'll get both parties to the table and he'll say, hey, Zelensky, we're done. We're done with you skimming $400 million off the top. We're done with this. You're not getting a dime from us. You can go to Europe. You're not getting a dime from us. And then he's going to go to Vladimir Putin at the same time and says, you're bleeding out, right? And so if you want any trade with us, if you want a relationship with us, you got to end this thing now. And when that imbecile on CNN, Caitlin Collins, kept asking, well, Mr. Trump, well, President Trump, who do you want to win, Ukraine or Russia? Who do you want to win, huh? I'm thinking they're saying, you little half-witted imbecile, right? He doesn't want anybody to win. And his answer was perfect. I want to stop the carnage. I want to stop people from dying. I want to stop cities from getting blown up. I want to stop these young men coming home without arms and legs. I want to stop this. Doesn't matter who wins. No one wins. Who wins is, you know who wins? Life.
Yeah.
Life wins.
Because right now, everybody is losing under the control of these communists and their irrational decision making. But you know, what you just said, Trump could end this carnage in a week, reminds me of when Reagan was elected and the embassy in Iran, that crisis that Jimmy Carter could not handle, that crisis was solved in a day. You know,
one day.
Right. Ronald Reagan.
I forgot about that.
Put his foot down. Guess what? You either give us our hostages back or you're done. I think Trump would have that same kind of attitude. What do you think?
I think, look, when he, under the Trump administration, we had no wars. We had peace. We were winning all over the place. And so people are getting sick and tired of giving this money to Ukraine. Nobody wants to see the carnage. I mean, the offensive that the Russians are doing now, bombing Kiev, I mean, nobody wants to see that. I tell you another thing that's interesting. You never see any war footage coming out of the Ukraine.
Yeah,
I mean, in Vietnam, we got it, right? In Afghanistan, we got it. In Syria, we got it. In Iraq, we got it. There's no war footage, nothing.
Yeah, CNN featured, you know, Desert Storm was like CNN showing you all the videos constantly from, well, I guess, Kuwait and Iraq, right? But they never ended the footage. And now it's nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, remember the first Iraq invasion under George H. Bush? I think it was, he since passed, bless his soul, Bernard Kalb was in Iraq in some office building. And he was there giving you dialogue as the U.S. bombs were blowing up the city. Right. And the building was shaking.
Yeah.
I mean, you had all the footage, right?
And now the skyline of ground based anti-air fire at night going up into the sky. It was like a fireworks show. You could see it.
Right. Exactly. Now you get nothing. Ask yourself why.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not alleging anything. I'm just asking the question. Right. Because we don't really know what the thing is. And then, of course, top secret docs, classified docs got leaked by that reservist. You know, you have the government telling us, well, there's tremendous attrition in the Russian army. 7 Russians are dying for every Ukrainian. Then the documents leak, and it's the exact opposite.
It was the opposite.
7
yeah.
Ukrainians are dying for a Russian. So, look, this is nothing new, Mike. I mean, I'm old enough to remember we got lied to in Vietnam from day one, and everybody knows I'm anti-war. I was anti that war when I was a young man. I was anti-Afghanistan 1, Afghanistan 2, Iraq 1, Iraq 2, Iraq 3, Syria. None of these wars were in our best interest. I was opposed to all of them. So that's where I'm coming from. But the government, the U.S. federal government, both sides of the aisle, has lied to us forever. There were no WMDs in Iraq. Osama Hussein didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. So we've been lied to forever about these wars that go on in perpetuity so we can fund all the contractors. You know how many people make millions and millions of dollars off these wars? I mean, our kids come home maimed and dead, right? And in the meantime, they make all this money. This going on, Halliburton, Dick Cheney, the whole bunch of them. Stuff never ends. And all they've done is lie to us.
Well, you're right. And the question is how far they're willing to go. Over the weekend, I think Candace Owens put out a tweet talking about the possibility of the government itself taking down the power grid. I want to ask you about that. But let me give credit to our sponsor here today, the Satellite Phone Store, SAT123.com, Emergency Backup Communications. The Satellite Phone Store has the Inmarsat and the Iridium satellite phones and various packages here that can keep you in communication with your loved ones even if the cell towers go down. They also have the Bivy Sticks, which is two-way satellite text messaging. Yeah, oh, you got one right there, John.
I got my SAT123, Mike, right here. I just pulled it out of my bag. I carry this with me all the time because we travel, we go on our bus tours, and sometimes we're in rural areas. You never know if towers are going to go down. I want to stay in touch with my family. This thing, I never leave without this thing. Yeah, we all got our cell phones and all that. But bottom line is, no matter what happens, you go to SAT123, put Mike's...
No, it's SAT123.com. No, that's it.
Yeah, put Mike's promo code in, and it works like a charm. Now, I'll call on it every so often just to be sure that it works.
Yeah.
But this is, you know, you never know what's going to happen. You got to be prepared, especially when you're out on the road.
I'm with you. I don't travel without it.
And it's a good deal.
Yeah, they make it really affordable. And then the Bivy Stick is the two-way satellite text messaging. And we know all kinds of people use this during hurricanes, things like that. But yeah, we thank them, the Satellite Phone Store, we thank them for their support. Now, getting back to that question then, John, I have said that more and more under the Biden regime, the government is acting like a terrorist organization against the American people. A lot of people have a question of how far they're willing to go. Again, Candace Owens, supposing that the government itself might take down the power grid in order to stop people from communicating. That's a pretty strong claim. And maybe they'll blame it on Russia or blame it on China, or blame it on cyber warfare. You know, how far do you think the Biden regime is willing to go to try to stop people from learning the truth about what's really happening?
In the famous words of Malcolm X, by any means necessary. Mike, these people will do anything to maintain power. They have nothing but contempt for their people. Those that work for a living, like you and I, working 6-7 days a week, 15, 16 hours a day, they loathe. They think we're stupid. And so you can't put anything past them. You know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, we'd have this conversation to be like, conspiracy theory. Now, anything and everything is on the table for open discussion. You look at the depths to which the CCP has infiltrated our country.
That's right.
You look at the money that Biden has taken from, at least now we know, according to Jim Comer and Nancy Mace, at least two foreign entities wiring money in. This is unheard of. The guy was a vice president of the United States. We have no idea how much he's compromised or what companies he had that delivered anything back for this $10 million that Nancy Mace said that Nancy Mace said she saw at the Treasury Department. I mean, those of you that know Nancy Mace like me, Republican Congresswoman, South Carolina, you'd call her a conservative, but a moderate, not a bomb thrower at all. And she did a video coming out of the Treasury Department that I was riveted by. I saw it four times. It's like a 2 minute, 3 minute video. And I know her because she worked with me on the Trump campaign in 2016. She was a regional director, very steady. I mean, the woman is just steady, tough as nails, did a great job for us. But she was physically shaken doing this video that her staff was taking coming out of the Treasury. She was visibly so upset, her body was trembling. And I remember seeing this, I'm thinking to myself, is she sick? Because that's not the, whatever you think of her, that's not the Nancy Mace I know. So I had her on my show about a week after that. And I'm like, look, I have to have you on because, I mean, were you ill? I mean, were you were trembling. And she said, if you saw what I saw at the Treasury Department, if you saw that, you would just be beside yourself. The wires that came in while he was vice president and got dispersed out to various members of his family with no companies that did anything. And she said, we only saw a percentage of them. It is tens of millions of dollars. And he was vice president. Remember, Agnew got indicted and resigned for taking so-called bribes. This was cash in a paper bag when he was chairman of the supervisors in Baltimore County, right? Biden was the sitting vice president of the United States, and he's taking cash infusions from foreign entities. It's and the FBI sits on it, Treasury Department sits on it. Mike, nobody does anything.
Yeah, nothing, straight up zero. Bribery. Yeah, corruption, up. Fraud.
Corruption.
Felony crimes every day in the Biden crime family. But that brings us then to the final question I want to ask you today, or the final topic, which is the debt ceiling that you mentioned. So, you know, we've had McCarthy cave in. Biden, of course, just wants endless spending because that's the power base of the bureaucracy that runs the communist regime. What does this mean for the dollar? What does this mean for our banks? We've already had four banks collapse this year. We have real inflation, especially in food and groceries, that's, you know, double or more of what the government's reporting. What, you know, what's going to be left of people's savings or pensions or entitlements when all this is said and done?
We're screwed. It's the bottom line, Mike. We're going to get 5 to 7% inflation over a 10-year period to wring this out, if we ever get it out. And what happened here, the level of this cave, of this communist collaboration by McCarthy, the depth of it is so egregious. He lied about everything. He's even out spinning it now, lying now. They should vote to vacate him immediately, regardless of the outcome. But what it means is, you're going to have another $5 trillion in debt. And it's not four, it's five, right? So you're going to get uncapped, all the spending uncapped. You're going to get another $5 trillion, getting us to $36 trillion. So think about this.
Wow.
There's going to be a 17% increase in our national debt in 2 years, more money printed that backed by nothing, exasperating inflation. The Republicans stripped themselves of any leverage by having it be uncapped for 2 years, but they can't stop it. They can't stop anything they're doing. They got nothing in return. They didn't get a single dime in cuts. And so what you have now is the Biden communist regime and the Democrats being able to spend as much money as they want. Nothing got cut, and we pay for it in inflation. That's the only way to pay for this. And look, our percentage of debt to GDP, It's getting right up there with Argentina, Spain. This thing is a disaster. And, you know, the other bad thing is here, when Trump wins in January 20th, 25, look what he inherits. $37 trillion in debt, $10 trillion in debt on the balance sheet, high interest rates, inflation, stagflation, economy tanking. That's what he inherits. War in Ukraine. That's what that man takes over at noon, January 20th, high noon, That's what he's faced with. Unbelievable. The sellout, Mike, the sellout is just, and they lied to us. They're still lying. Oh, there's cuts. No, there aren't. Oh, we stopped the IRS, 87,000 jackboots IRS agent. No, you didn't. You cut out 2,000 of the 87,000. It's all lies because they think, just like Target, just like Bud Light, they think we're stupid and we're not going to do anything. And those days, that ship, Mike, has sailed.
Well, outstanding analysis, John. I think you are nailing it, and I think your warning will be heeded by our audience. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today with this. I mean, it's been a fascinating discussion. Obviously, we could cover much more, so I hope to have you back.
I had fun, Mike. Thank you for having me. Well, and don't forget, what's your SAT promo code?
Oh, no, it's just the website, sat123.com. That's it.
Sat123.com. Great phone.
Yeah, it is a great phone. Well, let me give your website out here, johnfredericksradio.com. Check out all the different radio stations, broadcast antennas. You can get information there and other places you can follow John Fredericks. And John, I just want to say, you know, God bless you. Thank you for all that you do and keep it up, because everything is at stake. This is it. I think this is the last opportunity to reclaim this republic. And if we lose this, then it's over. It's done.
Well, Mike, thank you for what you're doing. I know many of us like yourself have put a lot on the line, but where do we go? What else do we do, right?
No.
Where do we go from here? We have nowhere else to go. Remember the final scene in an officer and a gentleman, I think it was Richard Gere, the actor, if I remember, and the sergeant was saying, you got to go, you're out, you're out. And he looked at him, he got up and he said, I'm not leaving, I have nowhere else to go. Yeah. That's kind of like us, Mike. You and I, we got nowhere else to go. We have to see this fight through, or guess what? No country.
Yep, exactly. Well stated. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. All right.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
You bet.
Thank you.
Take care. And for those of you watching, as always, you can repost this video on your own channel and other platforms as well. Spread the word about this and give a link back to John Frederick's website. And even back to brightjohn.com if you want to help us out as well. Thank you for your support. And thank you for caring about the future of our republic. Everything is at stake. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brightjohn. Thank you for watching today. God bless America. Take care. Today's interview is brought to you by healthrangerstore.com, where we have a full selection of superfoods, nutrients, and herbs, by the way. I've got it up on my screen here. Just some of the herbs that we typically carry, like echinacea and cayenne and oil of oregano and so much more. You can search our website for organic turmeric and so on. Lots of herbs that we offer, all laboratory tested for heavy metals, glyphosate, and so much more. Plus, we have superfoods, personal care products, and synthetic chemical free products for your home, your body, personal care, mouthwash, deodorant, toothpaste, you name it. All custom formulated just for us, and often by myself, but not every single formula, but I have a hand in a lot of them. I approve all of them because I'm very meticulous about the ingredients that I allow in my own body or on my skin or in my home. And so if you agree with my philosophy on that, you want clean food and highly potent nutrients and herbs and superfoods, then you'll really support what we're doing at healthrangerstore.com. So check it all out, healthrangerstore.com. We've got sales from time to time. Buy something, get on our email list. You'll be alerted to various specials, and we appreciate your support. Thank you for supporting us. We couldn't do this without you. I'm Mike Adams, founder of Brightjohn and founder of healthrangerstore.com. Take care. A global reset is coming, and that's why I've recorded a new 9-hour audiobook. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. You can download it for free by subscribing to the naturalnews.com email newsletter, which is also free. I'll describe how the monetary system fails. I also cover emergency medicine and first aid and what to buy to help you avoid infections. So download this guide. It's free. It's my gift to you simply because I want like-minded people to survive.